This is KUT. At universities across the country, student activists are talking about fossil fuel divestment. The idea is that schools shouldn't invest money in industries that contribute to global warming. But at the University of Texas, some environmentalists are taking a different approach. KUT's Mose Bouchel reports.
Fossil fuel divestment is a hard sell on any campus, but it's harder in Texas. That's because the UT system isn't just a collection of public universities. It's kind of like an oil company. It owns millions of acres that it leases to drilling businesses to make billions of dollars for schools. Luke Metzger leads the group Environment Texas.
If you pulled all those operations together and compared them to other oil companies around the state, UT would be the fifth largest producer of oil and gas in the state.
So what's an environmentalist like Metzger to do? He and others are pushing the universities not to divest, but to adopt more climate-friendly drilling rules. Specifically, they want UT to reduce the methane that escapes into the atmosphere from its oil field operations. Methane is a greenhouse gas many times stronger than CO2.
We think it's really a no-brainer for UT to require the companies that lease these public lands to meet the best practices to reduce this methane pollution.
It's a campaign that's been joined by students and faculty. And last week, a group of alumnus and donors sent a letter to UT Systems Chancellor Bill McRaven urging him to convene a task force on methane reduction. One of the signers was John Hoffmeister. He's the former president of the oil giant Royal Dutch Shell, but he says it should be no surprise he's in favor of this environmental effort.
Well, I'm being completely consistent with where I was during my active corporate career with what I'm doing in my post-corporate career.
In fact, he thinks it's bad for industry to resist small changes to fight global warming.
Rather than wait for the regulators to shut down the industry, why don't we shut down the emissions of the industry so that we can enjoy the fruits of those molecules?
So he supports the creation of the task force and new methane rules.
I don't believe that it is necessary.
This is Mark Hauser. He runs the office that manages UT's vast land holdings. He says industry is already doing a good job of reducing methane, though new rules aren't really his call. It's up to UT System Chancellor.
Should that be developed, certainly we'll listen to them.
That's where things get even more interesting. UT's current chancellor, Bill McRaven, is stepping down this month. Supporters of new methane rules hope the announcement of a task force will be McRaven's swan song. If he doesn't do it, they'll likely call on his replacement too. One name that's been floated as the next chancellor, Rex Tillerson, former Secretary of State and retired head of oil giant ExxonMobil. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.